Good morning. My guest this morning is Darren Lashelle, the content manager of KRCB. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Roland. How are you?
I'm just fine, thank you. You're doing lots of stuff. Yes. You're fairly new on the job here at KRCB. This North Bay Bountiful sounds fascinating. Mm-hmm. Why don't you line that out for people?
Yeah, North Bay Bountiful is a new initiative of KRCB. And what we're doing is basically looking around our region here and saying, what is it that makes the North Bay so special and something that everyone should know about? And we are talking about the beauty of this landscape, the agriculture of this landscape, and the innovative things that people are doing with our food systems, and with organic growth and with land use and water conservation. I mean, we use the word bountiful, you know, to express that idea of what we have here in the North Bay and why it's special and why it's a destination place for people all over the world. It's because of its beauty, it's because of its food, and it's because of this wonderful region that we call home.
And I assume it's what we have to do to keep it bountiful.
Absolutely. Looking at not only the agriculture, but what are the sustainable practices that will keep that going. We're going to be looking in depth at soil management, for instance, and how, you know, in other places and at other times, think of the Dust Bowl, how, you know, soil was mismanaged and how folks here in the North Bay are looking seriously at how we can, you know, keep our soil healthy and organic and rich for the future.
So what are the first things that people are going to start to see and hear on KRCB, both radio and TV?
Absolutely. Next week, we're going to start showing North Bay Bountiful videos
on
television. Already, they're going to be sprinkled throughout the schedule. So when you turn on the TV, you'll see them in between the programs. And we have some fantastic profiles of some farmers in the region that we're calling farm shorts. And, I mean, looking at places like Greenstring Farm in Petaluma and Mendocino Organics up in Mendocino, Singing Frog Farms in Sebastopol. I mean, these are folks who have, you know, committed their lives to agriculture and sustainable agriculture and organic farming. And they are making a difference by making it accessible to all of us.
There's been a lot of talk about how Sonoma County's monoculture wine grapes and nothing but is not really such a good way to go agriculturally. Do you plan to address that issue?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we have to find a balance here in the North Bay. I mean, this region is perfect for wine growing. So obviously, you know, that needs to be an important part of what we do here in the region. But there are other food needs that we have. And monoculture has always been a bad idea since the beginning of time, whether it's how you treat the land or economically. If things go south, not that I think prohibition's going to come back, but think of prohibition,
you know, could.
And how that affected monocultures around the country.
That's right.
So, you know, we need to diversify and we need to be thinking bigger and more sustainably and thinking about the future of where we're going in agriculture.
So on radio, as I understand it, we're going to start hearing radio specials and things of that sort next month in August.
Right. Next month, you will start hearing more North Bay reports with Bruce Robinson and Danielle Venton about agriculture practices. And also, we're going to launch something very exciting during Morning Edition and All Things Considered, which is the North Bay Farmers Market Calendar.
Great.
Yeah. So people will, you know, get that weekly reminder about when the markets are, what special events are going on at what markets, and we'll do profiles of markets so people don't just go to them as occasional things, but really make them a part of their food gathering life.
I live right around the corner from the Wells Fargo Center.
Oh,
so
how lucky.
Every time I drive home, I'm reminded Wednesday and Saturday.
Exactly.
And it's a great, it's a really become a wonderful farmer's market,
right,
too.
And people need to understand that this is an option for them, you know, in their food and the way they eat. It's not just a special occasion once a summer to say, oh, we went to the market and that was fun. But no, this is something that you do every week. And it not only sustains your own family in a healthy way, but it also sustains the economy and ecology of the North Bay and the people who are growing that
food. Thanks, Darren, and good luck with this project. To find out more about it, NorthBayBountiful, all one word, .org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.